100.3 WRNB, your home for the best in R&B. Derek Sampson holding it down for Lady B this afternoon, and I want to welcome to the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, singer, songwriter, and actor, Kim. Good afternoon, sir.
What's going on, Derek? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Let's get right into it. I'm a fan of your music. It's phenomenal. What about your music just gets the people going, especially the ladies?
You know, I don't know, man. I try to create the music that I would love to hear, and I try to be genuine and speak from the heart, and you know, it's been working out all right so far.
Good. And speaking from the heart, love, it's the holiday season. You just released a new holiday album. It's called What Christmas Means, and it features 5 original songs. Tell me a little more about that album, because that's not typically done.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to do the same old smash-up of Christmas songs, and I wanted to pin some songs that hopefully would be part of you all's holiday celebration for years to come. On this record, there's an original song called Be Mine for Christmas, which features my good friend Ledisi. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, definitely, you know, make a statement with this record. And it's a classic record, and I consider it to be some of my best work yet.
You also have a few romantic cuts on this album too, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, Christmas, you know, the first song on the album is an original song called Glorify the King, which speaks to, you know, the foundation, the reason for the season seriously.
Absolutely.
And that's you know, the birth of the Christ, and there's also another song, an original song called That's What Christmas Is All About, that speaks to the birth of the Christ as well. But I also believe that that Christmas is a romantic holiday, you know, so I like to spend the holidays, you know, with my baby by the fireplace, and, you know, all cuddled up and do that thing. There's also that side of Christmas.
I like that.
And
okay.
So, you know, this is also a romantic Christmas record as well.
I like that. And during the holidays, you know, a lot of people forget that, you know, there are other people less fortunate. You yourself spent some time being homeless. I did not know that.
Yeah. Early 90s, I was living outside on the streets of Detroit. I was homeless in Detroit and in other places in the country, you know, in the throes of an addiction to alcohol and drugs. And, you know, it was a dark period of my life, but I don't regret the past, and
right.
I don't wish to shut the door on it. You know, I learned some very valuable lessons, and
what it's all about.
The same principles that I use to maintain my recovery, I use in every aspect of my life. So it's been good. Had those things not happened, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
You know what I'm
I totally agree on that. And each and every year you go back to Detroit and give back.
You're talking about Mac and Third. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm still in Detroit. You know,
okay.
I'm still in Detroit.
Detroit's
yeah.
still home.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
D-town.
And Mac and Third is a bit Mac and Third is my foundation, but the event that you're speaking of is called Mac and Third Live, in which it's a free concert for the city. And we've done it three times over the last 4 years. Last year we had Morris Day and the Time come out and perform, and this year in August 2012, Frankie Beverly and Maze came and performed. So
yeah.
We raise resources for those who help the homeless and the afflicted in the area. And you know, this is an all-day event. We had 55,000 people, I think, showed up this year. We collected 130,000 canned goods. People can come and get you know, dental screenings, medical screenings. You know, so it's a good look. You know, it's a good look for the city, and I consider it to be a privilege to be able to give back that way.
I remember one of your concerts I went to for the first time. I saw you live, and towards the middle of the show, you did an altar call. I just found that a little different from what I want to say normal R&B artists do. How do you balance your celebrity and spirituality?
There would be no celebrity without my faith. You know, so my faith is my foundation. You know, I tell people that, you know, there wouldn't be a show, you know, if it wasn't for my faith. And that 5 minutes in which I testify from the stage is the most important moment during the show.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we want to, you know, I love the music, and we want you to be entertained, and we have a good time, and that's all good. But, you know, people are, especially now, man, you know, there's so much going on, you know, in the world right now, you know, in our personal lives, in our communities, in the nation, throughout the world. You know, people need to know that, you know, they need to be encouraged, need to be inspired, need to know to hold on, need to know that there's a way, you
Absolutely.
Know, and I'm here to try to provide some of that,
right.
You know,
a lot of people forget where they came from or why they are.
Yeah.
All right, Kim, stick around just for a little bit longer. I'm going to hold you hostage. I want to just ask you some quick questions. You just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, all right?
These are always dangerous.
I'll be good, I promise. It's 100.3 WRNB. 2 for Tuesday continues after this. Kim, still in the building with 100.3 WRNB.
Y'all ready?
To stay.
100.3 WRNB, your home for the best in R&B. Derek Sampson holding it down for Lady B inside the crib on this 2 for Tuesday. And singer-songwriter, actor Kim is in the building. And I just want to rattle off some questions off the top of my head, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to yours. What's the last movie you saw?
These are always dangerous. Last movie I saw was Life of Pi.
Guilty pleasure. Bye.
Yeah, no, chocolate.
Chocolate, okay.
Yeah,
last
chocolate.
Book you read.
The last book I read, you know what? I actually read the Bible for the first time. I know this is longer than what you wanted, but there's a program on my iPad where you can read, a portion every day,
okay,
like for a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, you know, you're talking about the Bible. You should read it from front to back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show is Justified.
Okay. Not a fan of Scandal, though.
I haven't watched Scandal.
What?
Yeah. You know what? I haven't seen it. Is it dope?
It will be your new favorite show. It is dope.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then I'll check it out. You know what? And I'm usually late to the party, man. I didn't watch The Sopranos until they were getting ready to go off. You know what I mean? So I'm the one that's sitting there with a stack of DVDs watching them for 3 days.
That's all I'm doing. Netflix. I'm catching up. You can catch up. It's a great show. Your favorite music artist?
My favorite music artist.
It's okay to say you too.
Nah. Okay. Nah, I wouldn't say me. My favorite music artist would be Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Greatest entertainer of all time.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely. Totally agree. What artists haven't you worked with that you are really trying to link up with?
I have a wish list. I'm in dialogue with Mr. Biggs, so we'll see what's happening.
Okay.
You know, but I refer to him as Mr. Isley. You know, I'm on the Isley vein, the okay. Isley vibe. That's where I'm at, you know.
Okay.
So we'll see. He's okay. On my wish list. Yeah.
All right. A lot of people listen to you during their lovemaking sessions. Who do you listen to? Or do you listen to yourself?
I don't need any music to do that.
No music. You are the music.
You understand?
You
I don't need no music, dog. Look.
I dig it. Okay, so the album in stores, What Christmas Means, in stores now. Fans, stalkers want to keep up with you. Where can it go?
On Twitter, Kim_intimacy. Facebook is Kim Official.
You have another project you're working on beyond this holiday album, right?
The next studio album I'll start working on in January. Top of the year, we'll start working on the next record.
Okay.
It's already written. Well, most of it is written. About 95% of it is written. So
okay,
we're in good shape.
Definitely looking forward to that one. Be careful, sir, in your travels through Philadelphia. A lot of people are out there. A lot of ladies stalking you. So
yeah, they stalking me, huh?
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing for the holidays?
At home. For the holidays, I'm at home. I host a brunch on Christmas morning, and I have my family. Yeah, I have my family and friends come by, and yeah, we just, you know, eat real good, listen to some good music, man, and you know, watch the games, and you know,
normal stuff.
Yeah,
regular
guy.
Regular guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Kim, thank you so much for hanging out inside the crib today with me and our listeners. Want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, sir.
Oh, yeah. It was my pleasure. Thank
you,
brother.
My pleasure.
God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here at 100.3 WRNB.
So, wait a minute. Geno's or Pat's?
Neither.
Or neither. Or what? Somebody told me about another one. Ishkabibble. Is that what it is?
Ishkabibble. You going down there?
Is that the name of it? My man is like, you going down there now? Can you bring me back?
Can you bring me back something, please? I'm 1-7, please. A chicken cheese steak and a gremlin. That's all I want. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, man.